Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of I Need Wine. It's Ashley
and Jessica,
and we're here. We made it to another week.
Yep. So we're we're actually recording outside today, so if you hear any things, just know it's a beautiful day out here in California and we wanted to podcast outside.
Yeah, we're taking advantage of it. We're actually in LA.
Mm-hmm.
The weather is nice.
It's literally couldn't be more perfect.
And you know what's crazy? Every time I come to LA, I'm like, I totally would live here. But then I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I would totally not live here.
So where I'm staying is like a little bit north and mm-hmm. like a little bit, you know, rural-y. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I was telling Nick, like, I could live here.
Yeah, you couldn't live here.
No, though. I wouldn't want to live like here where we are currently. But yeah. I could live like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just how where we live
yeah.
up north
kind
from
of like
San Francisco.
Yeah. So, well, I think the thing is, it's like their traffic is so bad.
Yep.
Another thing I like about LA is that you can almost never walk in and just go to a restaurant. You need a reservation.
For everything. Yeah.
Girl, I didn't even know I was going to be hungry. How was I supposed to make a reservation?
Yeah. How was I supposed to be ready? You're like, I didn't even know what kind of food I was. I feel like I would be the person to make like 3 different reservations at different times and different kinds of food. And then like when the time comes, be like, no, I'm going to go to the Italian
yeah.
place or like
yeah.
wherever, you know? Because...
Oh, mm-hmm. man. Okay, I want to talk about something. We talked about this last week, but I'm bringing it up.
Are we talking about what I think you're talking about? New developments?
New
yeah.
developments.
Yeah, a lot of new developments. Every week we can talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, so what have you seen? Anything that you want to...
I mean, I watch everything. I literally watch it, like, in real time. I follow this girl. It's called House and Habit, if you guys are interested and you guys want to follow her on Instagram. She follows the trial like literally pretty much minute by minute. She sometimes will fly and go to the courthouse
mm-hmm.
and then sometimes she lives in California. She lives in like Laguna Beach mm-hmm. or something, and then she'll like do real-time updates, and she has like big tea, like because
yeah.
she's like a, you know, like a journalist who isn't like on somebody's payroll
mm-hmm.
so like she gets
mm-hmm.
to say whatever
she wants,
right? So like a lot of people actually, like big names, have like given her information because they're just like, you know, I know, like, I trust what you're doing with the information. Like, you're just going to give it to them, like, real tea.
Yeah.
And not, like, change it
yeah,
or,
yeah, yeah.
you know, manipulate my words.
Just going to report it as it is.
That's it. Like, that's all she does. And I just feel like Amber's not looking good. I love Johnny. I love every day I'm like, I love his outfit. I love his little slick back hair. Like, I don't know what her lawyer is, like, what the angle is. It just doesn't seem
like... Well, I don't
like
think that they...
Have
well,
much...
I think, like we said in the last episode, they were banking on... I think Johnny not going this far.
Not doing it, yeah.
Yeah. And not being so honest, even if it doesn't
uh-huh.
all the way make
always
him
look great.
In the best light.
Right.
I think she thought that he was going to try to save face.
Yeah.
And in turn, stay quiet.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that...
Maybe she thought that he didn't want to talk about his addiction.
They miscalculated... They thought they had this one in the bag, I think. I don't think they ever thought that he was going to sue them. Like, I didn't think that they were going to let... They didn't think that he was going to let them in so much.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said, fuck it. And mm-hmm. it's really been, I think, really good for him and
yeah.
really bad for her. Even
yeah.
though with... Obviously, he's not perfect. He's
yeah.
a fucking A-list, fucking, you know, mess, drugs, whatever, girl, whatever. Like, but I feel like everything that he is coming out with, like, we're just kind of like, yeah. Okay, we
mm-hmm.
can see that.
Mm-hmm.
But with her, it's very, like, opposite.
Well, I just feel like it's the same thing like we talked about. Like, even if this was really happening and even if Johnny was lying about everything and he's the best actor in the history of actors.
Right.
I still feel like the stuff that she has said is enough.
Right.
To paint her.
A certain way.
In a light that would just automatically make us want to believe Johnny. Like, why else would you say, go ahead and tell the world you're an abused white man?
Mm-hmm. That's like a...
That's oof. Literally gaslight.
Uh-huh.
It's literally saying...
Go ahead and see what happens.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to believe you. That's literally what, like, somebody who's, like, sexually assaulted somebody would be like, oh, good luck. I'm the
mm-hmm.
deacon of the church. Good
mm-hmm.
luck
mm-hmm.
telling them that I did this
mm-hmm.
because you won't get very far.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the kind of energy that I get from
mm-hmm.
that. And it's like,
ew.
Ugh.
And then it almost makes me think, why did she think that? Because does she think that white women are incapable of being physically abusive?
Right. I mean,
because why are you saying that no one would ever believe that he's a white abused male?
Yeah, I just think that she was probably painting, you know, like basically the white men are the most privileged, you know, in this world, and that's that's what she was banking on.
It's not hard to believe. It's not hard to believe because what you said out of your own mouth,
right?
If you would have shut up,
yeah, maybe
didn't slice his fucking finger to the bone. If you didn't shit on his side of the bed.
Oh my God, stop. We've had enough shit stories for today.
I just feel like, I don't know.
It's not good. I don't know.
I want Johnny to come out on top.
Did you see, though, that he was pretty much like, fuck Disney and all its book of fucking people? He was like, said that he would never. He said something like, I don't know what the quote was or what the number was, but it was basically like, they could pay me a bajillion, a bajillion dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And I still would never work with them again. Like, that's how much, pretty much, he probably feels like betrayed because they just said peace without any true facts. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he built so much. I mean, the fucking Pirates of the Caribbean ride, like, it has him in it. Mm-hmm. Like, he's bouncing around, you know? Like, he built so much for them. And I would also think that, like, until they had way more information that. Well, they shouldn't have done that.
Well, I think because, like I just said, it's like a
innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, innocent until proven guilty, and it's like you didn't give him that opportunity.
Right.
So I don't think Johnny Depp will have any trouble finding work after this.
Yeah. No, for sure. But
I'm
sad though if we don't get, like, you know,
another Pirates.
Yeah.
But then I'm just looking at Disney like, listen, you guys are doing all the wrong things. Disney's always has their nose in the wrong fucking things.
Mm-hmm. And they, like, as if they don't have dirt like a motherfucker.
Girl.
What about all those missing kids go from Disney every year?
Underground.
And you wanna care about Johnny making you all these, making you all this fucking money. Underground tunnels and shit.
I mean, well, half the Disney, young Disney stars that have ever worked at Disney are turned the fuck out.
All fucked up.
Turned the fuck out. So that says something. Maybe Johnny is better off not associating with that crappy ass company. Let's just be real. Yeah. Disney is very questionable. I think that people overlook it because people just love Disney, but Disney is very questionable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish I didn't love Disneyland, you know what I mean? Like, I wish I just never would have.
Because it's like, how do you, it's such a part of our culture, how do you disassociate yourself from
it? Well, remember how we were saying in the last episode, how we were talking about, like, we don't want to actively support, like, someone like
R. Kelly
or whoever, you know, that's not what we're not, like, trying to, like, say we're on their side, but, like, also, it's just, like, I feel like Disney is a shit show, they've done so many questionable things, but then it's, like, I don't want to support them, but I want my kids to have a good time.
Right. But why can't they have a good time at another?
Right.
Amusement park.
But it's like, that's the thing is, they know.
Yeah. Disney is cream of the crop.
Yeah. I want to go to Disneyland.
That's what I'm saying. I think that that's why their bullshit is looked over, because Disneyland is Disneyland. And it's like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I think that Disney is questionable enough in itself. And I think that Johnny probably, I don't think Johnny will... I don't think he'll miss Disney.
Yeah. They'll miss him.
I mean, I think he'll miss Disney, you know.
Right.
But I don't think he'll miss Disney.
I feel like
they'll miss
whatever
Johnny.
He said on, I forgot exactly, but whatever he had said, it was very much clear that, like, he was just like, fuck you guys, dude. Like, you guys left me in the fucking trenches to take this
on. Well,
they
didn't even wait to see.
Like, he has
They could have just paused him.
Right. Could have just paused.
They could have said, you know what, Johnny, we're gonna figure this out, and until we do,
we can't
really be having you jump off pirate ships now.
Yeah, but we're just gonna wait. Yep. Because I think he has, like, a deal with Dior. He does a Dior cologne.
Yeah.
And they didn't, like, let him go, you know? They were kind of like, well, I mean, until, you know, unless we know or whatever. And they didn't just cut ties with him. And I think that is the right thing to do, at least unless... It's hard, though, because it is a double-edged sword. Because I feel like if you had a business or I had a business... And we had, like, this great worker, you know, and this great person. You might mess up. You do run the risk of keeping that person. And then they are guilty. It's a really, like, hard thing, I guess. But I think...
But, I mean, I would... The thing is that guys... I think the thing is that guys don't have that same opportunity that women have.
Yeah.
Like... it's not fair that she can say he did this and it ruined his whole life.
Yeah.
But he says she doing this, and
he has to give his whole life history. Yeah.
Down to the drugs he did when he was 11.
Right.
To prove
that she's vindictive. Or she, yeah, like she set me up.
So I don't think it's fair.
No,
I think, is all of Amber Heard's shit canceled? I genuinely,
who is she though? What is she doing? I don't know.
She's an actress?
She's been in a couple things. Yeah, she's an actress. I remember her in a movie called Never Back Down. It was like he was like a little UFC like fighter. It was back in the day. And I remember her, and she was very like pretty in that movie. And then I don't remember her existing again. I guess that she was an Aquaman, but
I didn't watch it.
Right. Like, I didn't even watch it, and if I did, yeah, definitely wasn't looking at you. But I mean, she's obviously not of the caliber of actor as Johnny, but I think that's exactly why she sought him out. She knew that he was a sweet guy and would set her up with good opportunities and like elevate her career, and then she can also fuck him over, look like a hero, Me Too movement, and I mean,
and she can blow
up. It could have been a slam dunk for her.
Yeah, I think she thought she was gonna write. Hold on, something new developed. I wanted to read this. It says Amber Heard was not hit with the cell phone, according to the LAPD officer of the Los Angeles Police Department. She testified in a videotape on March 31st that they responded to a call on May 21, and where Amber said that she was hit in the face with the cell phone. They did not identify anything that could have proven that she was hit in the face.
Right.
And so that's just now coming out in court, because now she's saying, she's saying all this shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, everywhere you turn, people are, even the people who you thought were in your corner are not. You have no one in your corner, girl.
Yeah. Whoever, yeah, sure. Her, the only people that are now, like, quote unquote, on her side is because they've been subpoenaed to and they already made statements. So now they have to go. Otherwise, they perjure themselves, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you lied for me.
Yeah.
And then you were kind of like, later, like, fuck this bitch. But now you literally have to go defend the lie that you made, because otherwise your ass is in trouble.
I'm in trouble, yeah.
So, but yeah, but it doesn't mean, by then, you probably aren't even my friend, you know? Like, you just have to go do what you gotta do to save your own ass, which, you know.
It's just sad. Did you know that Kim Kardashian was married to Damon Thomas?
Yeah. Wait, that was like her first marriage, no?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I know. I mean, I feel like I didn't know. I just knew that just, you know, through my Googling and such.
Who is this guy?
I want to say he was like a producer, no? Is that what it says?
He's an award-winning songwriter and producer.
Yeah. I was like, I think he's a producer.
And he said that Kim basically tried to ruin his life by saying he was off drugs.
I mean, I just feel like, no, I mean, I feel like when you're in, like, you're Johnny Depp or you're a music producer or you're a rapper,
you guys are all
like,
off what, drugs.
Right, so it's like,
it's, I mean, not surprising.
Right, like,
let
what is
go.
That really gonna
let
do?
It go.
We're John, Team Johnny.
Yes, thank you.
Team Johnny. Team all Johnny. The way.
Yes. Team Johnny.
Team Johnny all the way. Well, Johnny, did you hear that?
No, Johnny, where you got
everyone's on. Everyone has your back.
Okay, so let's talk about this, because I feel like they're like somewhat connected, or like they kind of
hand in hand.
Elon Musk buying Twitter.
Thank God.
That's a huge, like, I don't think people understand like how that could change things. Like, this man really went in his pocketbook, took out his checkbook and said,
I want
it. Give me a price. Yeah, I want it. So what do I got to pay?
Well, I admire that Elon Musk, as elite as he could be acting.
Right.
He understands the importance of freedom of speech.
But here's where the, so yes, like, one side of me is like, this is fucking awesome. Like, freedom of speech. He's going to turn Twitter into what Twitter should have been.
Well, there is.
But.
There are extents.
There's some things with Amber Heard and Elon, because they were together for a long time. They're pretty sure that she just had his kid via surrogate. They had embryos. Did you know about this?
No.
Bitch. Okay. Let me fucking give you some backstory then. Dude.
Break
you're
it
not
down.
You're not that deep
Do
into
you
it.
Do you see my fucking, eyes wide
I literally,
open?
She, you guys, she had no idea.
I've only been watching the trial.
This case. Okay. Let me fucking give you some. So have you seen in the trial, like, you could tell, did you know they even dated?
Elon Musk and Amber Heard. No. I've never heard of Amber Heard in my life.
She cheated on Johnny with Elon, okay?
Ew. First of all, yeah. Absolutely no. Johnny, that should have been your first red flag.
Big mistake. But anyway. Yeah, so they were together.
I'm sorry. Actually, Elon, hey. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so they got together. and they, okay, quote unquote, we got together after they got divorced, the whole thing, right? Boo. Okay, that's you like guys are fucking... Tyga got with Kylie when
after she was 18.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they were together for a long time, and they did the embryos. They froze embryos
mm-hmm.
because she wanted a baby, and I assume that, like, hey, we're not ready right now, but I want to get these fresh eggs.
Yeah.
So they froze a bunch of embryos,
mm-hmm.
and then they broke up.
Mm-hmm.
Now he has, like, two kids with some other... You know, remember the person with the weird... They named the baby, like,
mm-hmm,
XG.
Mm-hmm. XG9742415.
Right. So, but she's still... They still have these embryos. And so I think they had to, like, fight over them. Like, mm-hmm. What are they going to do
with the embryos?
He wanted them destroyed, obviously. And she wanted to have them. And he's been, like, paying for her lawyers throughout this trial. It's been coming out that they have, like, video evidence of him at Johnny's residence visiting her. During the time where they're together. During the time where she had the bruises. So
I'm shaking.
They don't have proof that Johnny was there when those bruises come up. But they do have proof
that Elon was there.
Yes. Now I mean, hey, this is all allegedly.
Allegedly.
But like, you know, there's just some weird things. And then now that he's like paying for her lawyer, paying for all these things. Obviously she kept the embryos. Dude, look up fucking... I don't know if you could look up the Amber Heard... You gotta follow this girl on Instagram, because she has, like, all the tea. And she's very, like, not... I mean, well, I guess she's biased in the fact that...
She's team Johnny.
Right.
But, I mean, she's not embellishing
the... She's team
the,
truth, right. Yeah, no, she just lays it out. And then, you know, whatever. But the picture... They have a picture of Amber Heard's baby next to Elon Musk's baby picture.
I'm Googling it.
Bitch.
I'm Googling it. And we should post it for our people to see.
Hold.
Amber... Hold on. Heard...
Baby Elon Musk. I wonder, yeah.
An Elon Musk baby.
Did you find it?
Hold on.
I was like, I might have to go get it, find it for you if it's not like super Googleable.
And Cara Delevingne, what the fuck is happening?
Oh, yeah, that was her girl. They were together. She cheated on Johnny with her too, I think. They had like a whole affair, three way. Elon and Cara. Get with the tea.
Bitch. First of all the people in the world don't just fuck on each other.
I'm telling you. Well, when you get that high up, I feel like there's only so many people.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure it out. Okay, what do I type in? Amber Heard.
Baby.
Amber Heard's baby.
Elon Musk baby picture. I don't know. I could find it on the girl's page somewhere, but.
Find it.
I can't.
Images. Go to the girl's page.
Oh, I can't.
On my Insta.
Let me see. You guys, she's...
I need to see it because I didn't even know that Amber Heard did it, Elon Musk.
That's, okay, you're missing a whole...
And where the fuck has Cara Delevingne been in this
whole last piece of the puzzle.
So what does that have to do with him buying Twitter?
I don't know. It's just the timing is... You know, I don't know. It might not have nothing to do with it. I'm just saying it's a...
It's all happening at the same time.
Yeah, and that seems like odd, you know? Okay. Hayes jokes. God damn it. Oh boy, we're never gonna find it. It was probably in one of her stories.
Oh shit.
Like, we'll find it, but I'm gonna have to go through and clicky. She saves all her stories.
God damn it.
We're gonna find it. Don't worry, but I'm just telling you, okay. They're fucking two peas in a pod. That's
okay.
All I'm gonna say,
okay?
And the fact that she had that embryo, so I'm guessing she won, like, the lawsuit of who gets the embryos, okay? And then somebody had asked, Amber, do you know who the dad, like, do you know who the father is? And she just said yes. And I'm like, What better paycheck could you think of?
Pop out with the baby? So it's not Johnny Depp's baby.
No, a surrogate had it.
A surrogate had it.
Well, her and Johnny Depp been divorced since 2016.
Okay. So she just popped out with a baby.
Yes.
Because that baby is like 2 years old or something.
The baby is like a small child.
Yeah.
And that they, but she had
be
it.
A surrogate,
yeah,
yes.
So she just took that embryo of her and Elon and put it in a other girl. Popped the baby out.
Don't think
it's just a lot of weird shit. No, I think it's Elon's. That's what I was saying. Like, the baby pictures are like...
Oh, I need to find it!
I know. It's so crazy. But I just feel like... How many layers of it, like, is there to this, you know?
There has to be quite a few. Okay, what is this? No, this is Elon's. Elon Musk is ugly as hell. I'm so sorry to say it, but
girl, you rich, but
I never really saw the motherfucker. You know,
yeah,
you
no,
never, you know who sure. the motherfuckers are, but you never really see the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. That's how I feel like a lot of techies are. You know, like, you know them, But I wouldn't know. Like, he could probably walk by and you wouldn't notice, you know?
Yeah.
He'd be like, mm.
Okay. Elon.
I'm really going to have to find this shit. I will show you, I swear.
Baby pictures don't lie, man.
They don't. It was, like, around the same age. It was, like, wild. I'm like, mm-hmm.
Elon Musk posts baby picture amongst libel suit. Wait. I think they're just trying to fucking.
I feel like if you have to scroll too long, it's like.
Not there.
Yeah, there's like some clicky baby. There's and you're not like, even oh, yeah, baby yeah. picture. Nope, nope, nope. They're like, yeah, just keep scrolling. Just keep scrolling. And Johnny hates Elon, obviously.
Yeah.
For, you know, yeah. obvious reason. Like, imagine. Okay, that's Amber's baby. When was that?
I think the baby. Oh, that baby looked like Elon already.
That's Elon's baby.
Oh, uh-huh.
I'm telling you, I'll find it. I swear to God, I'll find it after this episode, and I will show you, and I'll post it.
Amber Heard. Does she have Insta?
Shit. I don't
know. Is she Instagramming? Like she here she is. Here like, she is. Here she is.
She probably ain't posting too much.
Nah, but her ass is bold. She ain't took in there. She ain't take her shit down or nothing. Let us see that baby girl. She ain't posting that baby face.
That's not the baby?
Where?
Right there. That's not the baby?
That is her. That's not a baby.
Oh, but okay. Well, I'm way over here. I'm sorry. Tell me that doesn't look like a baby sitting in a tutu. You turn the shit to the side.
She's not fucking. She posts
we're
like
just the. Okay. I mean, moral of the story, we're Team Johnny 150%.
Yeah. And no, I just wanted to see what the baby looked like. Because I'm like, if that. Listen, the bitch is already a psychopath. Yeah. I don't like her. Yeah. And she
gives me zero good
she
vibes.
She gives me very manipulative. Uh-huh. Just look at her. Doesn't yeah. she look like yeah. she could just.
She looks.
Be an evil bitch. Yeah. Just look at look at his face.
Yeah, just look
doesn't
at her.
She look like she just would fucking
kill you with her evil ass eyes?
Claim you raped her even though you mm-hmm. never even met the
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, she's like the worst type of person, I felt like. Okay, so let's just talk about this. I feel like it's just like a overall, and it goes into it. Just being like, I feel like you don't even have to be super famous. I'm talking about you're just like the richest person or like richest person at the country club, okay? It's like a regular person, mm-hmm. but all the way up until someone like Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you have anything that other people want, whether it doesn't even always have to be money, you know what I mean? But you have something that other people want. Like, fame. you just cannot fucking trust anybody.
Right.
Like, how much well, anxiety would come from living like that?
I think that's the problem. I think that, like, a lot of people I think that's why Jay-Z and Beyonce are together.
Right.
Like, I think that the familiar spirit of someone that you know and you trust and you came up with, even though it's not might not be perfect or it might not be whatever, it's so much easier than wondering if a motherfucker right. is trying to get you for what you got.
Yeah. But then even at that level, you have to be careful because you are who you are.
Right.
And you have a certain level of right. fame.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you try and get with Jay-Z. Obviously, even though you're also quote-unquote famous, there's still, like, that he's not going to know your intentions. Yeah, it might be a little better than, like, a person off the street. Yeah. But, like, you'd still have to be like, damn, like, you yeah. have to wear a badge on your, like, I'm level C. I want to get with another level C mm-hmm. person because yeah. I don't want to be going up. You know, you can go, like, one up, one mm-hmm. down as far as
yeah,
levels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
if you go too far up, it looks like you're right. reaching. Right. If you go too far down, it looks like, well, I can't do somebody in your caliber.
Right.
But I think that I don't know. I just think that there is something about having somebody with you that you don't have to question their intentions.
Right.
Whether that's a friend or like a family member.
God
or
willing, you at least have a, like, whoever you're married
a cousin
to.
Or something.
But I'm saying, like, your life partner.
Yes.
Hopefully that person is someone you can trust.
Yeah.
But then you at least want a couple other motherfuckers, like a couple.
But you never know, because even, like, for even now, right? Like, Johnny and Amber started off as something, but now she's clearly trying to gain something.
Right.
She was clearly trying to gain something by slandering his name, publishing mm-hmm. all this. She is probably about to go on a world tour of being an abused woman.
Uh-huh.
How to survive. Surviving Johnny.
She was going to make a movie called Surviving Johnny. Yeah.
So, you never know.
Yeah.
Because like I said, Johnny is clearly the star here.
Right.
But she's not a beggar. She's not right. working at Target for minimum wage.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like,
however,
you just don't fucking know.
Clearly now her intentions are sinister.
Yep. And maybe, like, yeah, I was just saying, like, even if it's just some person in where we live that owns a business. They own, like, this cool-ass bar or something. You already got to be like, why is this girl talking to me? Does she want to, like, she knows I have a little bit of money, so mm-hmm. she wants to date me? Or she's trying to get a job. Like, they just want to use me so they can get a job or free drinks or like, they can get table. Like, you just, I feel like living like that would be, have, like, my anxiety would be so heightened compared to, like, a normal, to have, like, it's almost like you'd rather just have nothing so that you don't, not, because when you have nothing to offer besides, like, your friendship,
then now you know someone's loving you for you.
Whoever's with you or around you is only with you and around you for you. It's almost like, I see why people just want to go, like, live in the country and grow their fucking crops and, hey, we'll do some trade. But you see that
a lot of celebrities do.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of celebrities, they do buy land. They do go. Like, they don't fucking live in a... Some might have houses in L.A.
Right.
Some might have houses in the thick of it. But a lot of the time, these really wealthy people are going off and they're raising their family not the way that you would think that they would be because how they have their fame and their fortune. They're going, it's kind of like going back to the basics. You know what I'm saying? I think that everybody wants this thing. And then when you get there, you realize, like, the grass isn't greener.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you may have been working a 9-to-5 and now you have lots of money. You're making six figures. But when you were working that 9-to-5, you have people you can call at your lowest moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now people are taking advantage of your lowest moment.
Yep. They're going to use it.
Yeah. And that's just the nature of the beast, mm-hmm. unfortunately, and you better hope you have people that are along with you on the ride that you don't have to question like that. But
and at least when you have the 9-to-5 and when you get off at 5, you're off. Nobody's gonna, you know,
no,
like,
cares
when
you have this kind of spotlight,
you 24 when you're awake, anything you do or say can be used against you, you know.
And clearly you are not innocent until proven guilty,
right? Unfortunately, I mean, that's the thing, is that they call it trial by media.
Yeah, trial by media.
Or it's just like, or, you know, hey, like, even if you're a murderer and you weren't a murderer, but it's like, okay, if everybody says you're a murderer, then you're a murderer, and all the jury's gonna probably have already seen that.
But how damaging, I mean, okay, for instance, right now, right? If, say, for instance, you were watching the news one morning and it came out that I did something heinous, something right. you couldn't, and you stopped being my friend. Right? And then it comes out in trial that I actually never even did it.
Right.
How do I get my name back? How do I get my friends back? How do I how do I walk around with my head held high? Because even if it's people still might not.
Yeah. Even if the 20% of people that still be like, no, she just got away with
it. She got away with it. Exactly.
Dude, like, you're going to be going to the store and they're going to be looking at you like, you fucking psycho. Yeah, I can imagine.
Oh my God, I just stumbled across the Amber Heard fan page.
Oh boy.
And I just clicked the comments because I just knew.
Yeah, I knew it would be. Let me see. Well, these emojis are hashtag justice for Johnny Depp.
Queen of shitting on a bed.
Dude, the fact that they're talking about it and she's just sitting there with that stupid fucking look on her face, you know, that
dude,
in the trial.
Dude, the thing about it is, why the fuck are the corners of your mouth so downturned?
She's like this.
She practiced that. And I almost felt, okay, so, like, there was a specific part of the trial where Johnny was talking about his mother passing and how, like,
yeah.
And they just kept showing her and she was just over there. And I think she had a white suit on and she was just like, she was an emoji for sure. Like, the way that her mouth was so frowned.
Or how do you even do it?
Uh-huh. And I could just tell, like, she was, like, trying with every ounce in her to give a tear.
She wanted to cry. Like, she wanted, like, I need
to. It's like the Botox was like, bitch.
Nope, sorry.
No.
Not she probably got Botox injections to droop her mouth.
I was saying, I've never seen someone's mouth.
It's like the emojis.
She was literally
real.
Doing, like, the clown.
Mm-hmm.
Yes! With no lipstick on.
Because I feel like a sad face emoji is like, we know what it means. But you don't actually look like that when you're sad. She was like, nah, I'm going to fucking make this.
She was the sad face fucking emoji.
Coming to life today.
And I'm looking at her like, but you put, there was no even still, there was no emotion behind it.
Right.
It's like, if you're.
She's a terrible actress.
If I was sitting next to Barr. And he was talking about how his mother died and how, even maybe after all the years, so cold.
Right. Very cold.
I didn't even see her, like, you know, there's just moments where you see the humanity in a person. And I just didn't see any in her. She's like a wall.
She's like that person, you know, like the serial killers when they be like, the parents are up there talking about, like, my kid was chopped up. And the guy's just like,
yes.
Okay. Like, not just, they're just missing something. You know, their brain
they're
is
missing
like,
that compassion.
Uh-huh. They have
and
no
it
empathy.
Almost seemed as if she was just like,
she was like, man, I'm gonna try my best to fake it though, and it didn't work. It even makes you look worse. You might as well just sat there all stone-faced instead of trying to blurt out these fake ass fucking tears.
It was the way that her lips were frowning up for me. We're gonna post it so that you guys can see it, because honestly I think that that's that is the closest I've ever seen a human get to
emoji.
The emoji face.
Uh-huh.
I don't know,
that's crazy.
My thing is, should she be in jail though?
Yes, I think. Because
how do we feel
proven
about women who are proven to have lied about,
I think,
stuff like
they
this?
Should get whatever sentence that the guy would have got.
Because could Johnny, okay, I'm real sinister with shit. Because I'm thinking, everything that he was dropped from because of her that made money, could he sue for her?
That's what he's doing. That's what this, basically, he's trying to sue, basically, on all the money he lost out on.
Okay,
after.
Okay.
But I wonder if he could sue, like, the companies.
My second part of the question
can
is,
he go straight
after
to Disney
that,
after this,
can he sue Disney's
for
ass?
For wrongful termination.
For wrongful, because it is wrongful termination.
Right. I'm like,
he didn't do what you fired him for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why you better have your ducks in a row, Disney. And you know Disney got deep pockets.
Disney ain't making no more Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm telling you that right now.
No, nobody's
I'm going
literally,
to Studio
would,
City to steal that fucking footage.
There would be a boycott. Like, people would be picketing outside
the
movie theaters.
I honestly think so.
Yeah. I'd
because
be like,
how dare you, how dare you prematurely kick him out of, first of all, don't even get me started on how I feel about Captain Jack.
Yeah.
Okay? Literally a wet dream. So, how do you, you take him from that, and not to be dramatic, but it's like, that means something.
Yeah.
I'm sure to Johnny, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Somebody,
means...
I don't know if it was like his friends or something, but they were basically like, dude, like he's fucking, like he's Jack. Like that,
that's
like changed his
life. That probably means,
so
you
much.
Know how like some, I'm sure Mariah Carey has one album that she feels is the album.
It's the
that
album. Yeah.
Probably the We Belong Together one.
Right.
The one that really changed her fucking life. And so I feel like you'd rip that from him. It's not even his intellectual property, so he can't even continue it.
Right, on his own.
It's y'all, you know what I'm saying? He can't even continue
it. I swear to God, he could do like a parody. Like, he could switch it
and
up
it
so
would
much
still
and we would,
go.
We would still go. I'd be at the movie theater, popcorn.
Would not miss in a beat.
Ready to go. Yep. Schmired to the Schmerbian, I'd be there.
Girl. Caribbean Pirates, I'd be there. And I just wonder if he could sue them.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, who knows what his fucking contract says? They probably wrote something in there to save their asses, you know?
We can fire you for fucking... For anything!
Yeah.
No such thing as wrong for termination.
Fucking farting on set, and we'll fire you. Yeah, but that does seem like that's very unfair.
Okay,
let's go to the real life version.
Right.
Like... You're a business owner, okay? Let's say you own like a franchise. You own like a McDonald's.
Yeah.
And somebody comes to you and is like, hey, the cashier, Billy, he like hits his wife or something, mm-hmm. or he did something like.
He's fired.
Right. But that's how we had said is like in your head, you'd be like, fuck you. But then what if he didn't?
However.
What if the person who told you was, like, the wife's friend?
Let me say this. I actually, as an employer, I don't think I would get involved unless something occurred in my business.
That's true, yeah.
Now, if Amber was coming up to the Pirates of the Caribbean set, breaking up the ship every time she got mad, knocking out windows, then, yeah, Johnny, because you have to control her, Johnny. She can't just come and wreck... But also, bitch, don't be calling her saying he abused so-and-so. I'm not in that shit. This is
okay,
his job.
Okay, let me switch it for you. Billy, the cashier,
Let's go say Billy Ray. Let's go say, don't even do that.
Don't be talking
don't
about
Don't even do
Billy.
It.
Okay, I'm going to change his name to Bobby. Okay.
Thank you.
Bobby, the cashier, and Samantha, the cashier. Samantha comes and tells you, Bobby, he grabbed my ass down going to get the fries.
Right.
You have no proof of this.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, I think that there are...
I can't say McDonald's, because McDonald's is probably like a totally good protocol, but let's say it was a small business. Like, you're the motherfucker. You make the decisions.
Well, I was going to
like
say
how quick you
that's why there's HR.
Okay, there's no HR.
I'm
you're HR.
HR.
You're HR. Yeah,
okay,
that's why I said, forget McDonald's. Let's go.
Okay, boom. Johnny, not Johnny. Bobby grabbed my ass.
Uh-huh. I didn't like it. I felt very unsafe here.
Fuck.
There's no cameras.
I would... First of all, I would not believe her.
Right.
I would take all that information and then I would go to Bobby.
I heard.
And I would say, Bobby, someone has made a pretty inappropriate allegation against you, you know? So what can we do? Now.
So what if he's just like hardcore? No, the fuck I didn't. Samantha's a fucking crazy person. We were dating and she fucking, you know, I stopped talking to her. And this is what she said she was going to do.
I ask other staff members if they've ever noticed anything off.
Like get a character
trait. And then I probably, if it came out that, if it turns out that someone was, if everybody in the company was like, no, Samantha's crazy.
Samantha's a liar.
I would let her go. Not just because now it's a conflict.
Yeah, and then she comes and sues your ass for saying, I fucking told her. Because you don't have proof that it didn't happen either.
But I still handled it. You got fired, bitch.
I know, but you can't wrongfully.
No, it's not wrongful termination, though. Think about this.
I'm just being the devil's
advocate. If you go to work, right, and your employer notices that you cannot get along with your employees, that's right to terminate you.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody hates
you, Samantha.
Yeah, you're not a good fit for the workplace. And I think that is, every employer has the right to make that determination.
I feel like I would say something to the effect
or I would split them up. I would have him work the morning shift and I would have her work the night shift where they would never see each other.
Yeah. I'd be like, is that good enough for the two of you?
Or I'd be like, listen, here's what I can do. You're welcome and you're welcome and we as a company will support you in doing anything else that you feel like you need
right
to
like
do.
If you want to go to the cops,
we're not going to fire you for going to the cops. We're not going to, you know what I'm saying, like we as a company support you for taking the steps to make yourself feel comfortable, and here's what we can do in that within our power,
right, put you on different
to
shifts.
Make you feel secure, to make you feel like,
and then if something came out like for sure that he did do something, then
gone.
He can go and then you wouldn't have a problem.
Then I would fire him. Yeah. I would fire him.
No,
right,
that's what
there.
I would do. I think I would tell her, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't make her feel like she's, I mean, I wouldn't make anyone feel like
I could see why though, like for real. I know like we own, quote unquote, own a business, but like we work there.
Mm-hmm.
But like I feel like I would not want to own a business with like a bunch of different employees and have all that shit. Like that's a lot. Like where, you know, unless it's like it's a franchise and you don't really have to worry about it.
But that shit really does happen.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But I don't know if I'd want. You know,
I wouldn't want the burden
not,
of dealing with it.
Sometimes, like, the reward and the, you know.
Yeah.
Don't really outweigh. Because now, let's say you had nothing to do with it. You're a fucking business owner. You're at the country club. You don't work. And all these people have this fucking shit. And it gets out. And now it's going to come on you. Like, you're the problem. You can't run a fucking, your business is unsafe work. And nobody want to work for you.
Well, I think that's why it's important as a business owner to have protocols.
Yeah.
So that you
just
can...
Just like black and white.
See, the thing about protocols is that... The reason they make protocols is that everybody can point the fucking finger.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because the protocol lays out who is in charge of handling what. So when we see where the ball was dropped, we can say, well, you dropped the ball because this was in your court.
And this is what it said. Yeah, you
exactly.
did this and you didn't do your
so
part.
So that's why I would just... Like, I mean, I can't fucking think of it now. You know what I'm saying? But like, I would have to have a plan of action for something like that, and I would have to stick to that, and I would have to make sure that everyone else is sticking to that, because when things do blow up and fingers do get pointed, I guess, listen, we're not negligent as a company. We have a protocol.
Mm-hmm. We followed it.
You're out.
T, and you didn't.
You didn't. You're out.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And I think that's what most companies do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll see something happen in HR, all of a sudden HR is changing.
Mm-hmm.
The whole new HR department. Yeah. They got fired, you know?
So, like, if you're a business owner and your fucking employees don't do good, it looks bad on you.
Yeah.
Let's also talk about if Holly or my kids do something bad, it will come back on us.
Absolutely.
Even though we did
our
quote,
best to
whatever
raise
we
them.
Thought. Yeah. Okay, so have you heard this? It's on Hulu. You need to watch it if you haven't. It's called, I don't actually know what the documentary is called. Have you ever heard of Kerry Stainer?
Mm-mm.
The guy who was killing people in Yosemite back in, I want to say the 90s, 80s, 90s? He was killing people up in Yosemite.
Mm-mm.
And his brother was named Steven Stainer. And he went missing in Merced in like the 70s. He went missing. He was taken when he was 7 years old.
Why the fuck does all this crazy shit happen in the valley where we live,
girl? Let me tell you. So he got kidnapped at 7, a man. Like, fucking, you know,
mm-hmm.
all
mm-hmm.
the bad shit to him. All of it.
Oh, no.
Yes, like, everything. But he was, like, he put him in school and everything. So, he, like, brainwashed him to think that his parents didn't want
him. He was, like, weirdly
him.
Good to him.
Yeah.
Good to him
you
in,
know
like,
how
a,
it is.
Yeah,
right.
in an
yeah.
abuser way.
Yes.
Yes.
So, he, like, changed his name, convinced him, like, your parents didn't want you. Like, I'm going to take care of you. He would call him dad. Like, it was all fucked up. So, then, when Steven turned, like, I think 14 or 15, the dad, quote unquote, told him, hey, we basically, like, told him, I'm going to... Like, I need to do something. And he went and kidnapped another new little boy who was, like, 5 or 6 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, like, you're getting too old. I don't want to fuck with you no more.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
and I'm going to need a new
you're
one.
You're not so the you're age gonna help. That I like.
And Steven was like, I'm not helping. But Steven came home one day, and the little boy was sitting on the couch. And the dad was like, this is your new little brother, Timmy.
Oh my
Steven God. Was like he knew what he's gonna going do yeah, yeah, what yeah. he did to me yeah, yeah, yeah. for this little boy.
And he now wants you to train this little boy how
correct.
To yeah.
how to act and shit. How right? to act. This is what we do here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So he steals Sick. Him. He steals him.
The boy that got stolen steals the new stolen little boy. Okay.
Well, he doesn't steal him, but he takes him
yeah, yeah, yeah.
while the guy's gone, yeah. like at work or yeah, whatever, yeah, yeah. and he fucking tries to run away with him, but they live like in a rural ass area.
Yeah.
So they finally got like hitchhike and he brought him home. And was like, oh, he said they went to, like,
brought
the police.
Brought him home?
He went to the... They took him to the police station. Steven took Timmy, the new little boy, to the police station and was like, go in there and tell him your name, you know? And so he did. And then I guess Steven went in there and was like, told him his story. He's like, I don't know. I'm like, I just know my first name is Steven. Like, I don't mm-hmm, really know much. Mm-hmm. And then, they figured it out,
mm-hmm.
you know? And he went home. So his... But his... This is the crazy part. This is what I'm saying. Like, if something like
he went
wrong.
Home to like so he his went real like
live
parents.
His right yes like okay. live his okay, but he's like 15. Of course, he's all fucked up, yeah. right? But back then, they didn't do therapy.
No.
So like the dad was pretty much like, you're good, like you're fine, right, son? And of course, he's gonna be like, yeah, you know,
yeah.
So he was all fucked up, but like he was just like drinking, yeah, and, like, yeah, all fucked yeah. up, right? And he eventually died. He died like in his early 20s, 24 or something. But like a motorcycle accident, yeah. not
oh,
related.
Okay.
But you know, of course, he was fucked up. But his older brother, Carrie Stainer. Was the guy who ended up being a serial killer. Like, how the fuck? You have four kids. They had four kids, I think. Two girls, two boys. Your two sons. One of them got kidnapped, came back, all fucked up, and the other one was a fucking serial killer. What odds are that? How terrible. The mom is on the fucking documentary,
but
too.
That's, like, the odds of your kids fucking getting together and killing you.
Imagine, oh my God.
All your kids bit up in the middle of the night and kill you and your husband while you're asleep.
And then I wonder, because they kind of say it, like, in the documentary, that, like, when Steven was taken... Basically, Carrie, like, the dad was all fucked up, right?
Yeah.
Like, all fucked, like, I don't give a fuck about nothing. Like, mm-hmm. my son's missing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of, like, hella fucked up to Carrie. And that probably, like,
triggered him.
Yeah.
Like, he spent so much time trying to find Steven that he neglected Carrie in the process.
Mm-hmm. So, like...
And then Carrie got a fucked up idea uh-huh. about life.
Uh-huh.
That's so sad,
so it's a really good documentary that you should watch it. It's on Hulu.
What is it called again?
I think it's called, like, American... Look up Steven Stainer Hulu. It's going to come up. It's, like, American... Horror American story.
Captive audience.
Let me see. What's it called? What's under Captain? Oh, a real American horror story. I knew it had a story. Yeah, that's it. Captive audience. It's really, okay. really good. It's like a 2-part series. Highly recommend.
I'm interested. I love. Oh wait. While we're on this, we always give our good show recommendations. Are you watching The Girl from Plainville?
No. Is it on Netflix?
On Hulu?
No.
You know what it's about?
No.
It's about, remember a while back that girl went to prison for coaxing her boyfriend to commit suicide?
Yes, the little white, like, cheerleader girl. Yeah. yeah.
It's that. It's
Wait,
good.
But is it like a...
It's a scripted series.
Oh, scripted, but it's about based
mm-hmm,
on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's really good.
That's
well, HBO
intriguing.
Has a 2-part documentary on it that I watched.
Okay, I'm going to watch that first.
But, yeah.
Like, I know what it's, I know
yeah,
what happened,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
but, like, I'm going to watch that first and then I'm going to start watching the show.
The show is good.
It's just one season's out right now?
Yeah, and it's current. Like, oh. it's like airing...
Oh, okay, so
yeah.
only, like, a few episodes.
It's only, like, 7 episodes.
Oh, okay.
I just watched the newest one last night.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm gonna,
so
I'm gonna
episode
watch it with
7. It's really, really, really good. And I've also been watching,
John Wayne Gacy, I watched that.
The John Wayne Gacy tapes.
Dude, creepy.
The fact that there was really a clown...
Snatching up boys.
I mean, I think that we think that it's, like, not... real like I mean I,
yeah no it, I think it's so disturbing that my brain has to
yes.
say like it's a movie but it's literally happened
it's literally happened because you remember a while back there was like clowns popping out
what
you remember that like a few years back there was like all these weird creepy clown sightings they were warning people on Halloween and shit
oh hell no
you don't remember that Jessica maybe it's because you were here and I was there in the bay
possible
but a few
yeah,
years back
true, yeah.
people were like dressing up as clowns like stabbing people
that's
robbing
true.
People
yeah, I was probably in San Diego
it was crazy
uh-uh.
And I'm like you know we were living in a real horror movie when clowns
yeah are coming out and doing
real clowns.
Weird shit he really had like 30 something boys just buried under his house like couldn't you imagine like that could be your neighbor
and the crazy part is it very well could I was just watching another documentary where the girl went missing and she was like a couple doors down the whole time in a shed
yes Who
could
was
you
that?
Imagine well, that?
The, yes.
I have to send to you. I don't remember.
Kristen, no. I get them all mixed up. All the girls that were kidnapped. I get them all mixed up. One of the ones that, like, got out. One of the ones that, like, they had. She had hella his kids. And she was back in the backyard. Mm-hmm. Heard that one, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's fucking.
Could you imagine?
No, I couldn't.
Your parents drive past that house every day looking for you. And you're in there.
No, I don't want to imagine. I feel like, how fucked up do you have to be? Like, how, what kind of mental torture had to happen for you to not even think about, like, it's not worth running away or trying to get away? Because I'm literally, like, whatever he's going to do, whatever he convinced me he's going to do, is not, I'd rather just be here and just, like, do what he says and live. See, not me.
Not me. I've been thinking about every opportunity to kill this motherfucker.
If somebody gets even tries to, like, yank me off the street, I'm dying right there.
Yeah.
I will die right
there.
Yeah. I will fucking scream, cry. I don't, like, I'm not gonna just
I will literally
go where you
dig
want.
My fingers through your eyeballs, take them out. Like, I will literally.
And I don't care. Like, at that point, I'm already
I will
ready
literally
to go.
Take a bite out of your throat. Like, I'm not even kidding. Yeah. Before I am just, like, complacent.
Or I also have the. I don't know why I'm laughing because it's not
it's
a laugh.
It's not funny.
It's literally
it's
not a laughing
survival.
Matter. But I have this, like, theory or, like, idea that if somebody, like, let's say, like, they didn't just grab you while you're awake, they, like, put chloroform, right? So you just, like, wake up. In, like, a fucking... You're shackled. Like, you're in a dungeon. Somebody's about to come, you know. So, you know how, like, I've watched a lot of true crime and things to where, you know, the whole point is, like, not the sex. Like, they get off on controlling and power,
I
right?
I would so scared. Let them.
Yeah, you just be like, I'm hella down. I haven't got laid
I'm
in, like,
so
3 months.
I'm so fucking horny, motherfucker. What? How do you want it, Dad?
Yeah.
I swear to God,
take me
I
out
would.
Of these shackles.
You're not gonna take my... I'm gonna pussy pop right here in this fucking box.
Like... I feel like I'd risk it.
I think it's easier said than done, 100%. But I wouldn't, I think at that point, if we're already at that point,
yeah,
and there's nothing I can do, yeah, you're not going to take my humility too.
Yeah. I just feel like at that point, I'm dead. In
yeah,
my head. I'm
exactly.
already ready to die.
So I'm going
to
die so with gonna, my dignity.
Yep. I'm going to die fucking making gonna, you feel, I'm going to be the one
small.
That made you, yep. I'm made.
You're
you.
Not taking nothing from me. Let's go, yep. motherfucker.
Yep.
I'm wet. I'm you're ready. What the hell?
Oh my God. Like, imagine he just fucking unshackles you. Like, get the fuck
get,
out of my house.
What the fuck is. You're
yeah,
sick.
Yeah, you seriously.
You're sick. You sick bitch. I didn't mean anybody. You need help. Fucking psycho. Oh, you like that?
Dude, that's pretty. You're like, you fucking. Fucking serial killer made you feel like you're the problem.
You brain
like
twisted them.
You are, dude. He might never kill again.
That is gas. You know, or like, you know what I think about? Like, oh if I was God. Like getting murdered, right? And this is obviously, we're just talking
this
because
is, yeah,
clearly
not,
we've never
yeah.
been in this situation. And obviously, I'm
yeah,
very
I might
sure
bitch out
that
quick.
For people who are, it's not anywhere
100%.
Funny. But when you watch shows and it's, you know,
yeah,
I always think like, I just be like, oh, you're gonna kill me, motherfucker. Oh, you're gonna slice me up? How original.
Uh-huh.
How many girls have been found sliced up?
Right.
You think you're gonna be remembered because
boring.
You sliced me up?
Yep.
No. Put me on the moon.
Yeah.
Do something original. Better. I would gaslight the fuck out of you.
Or you'd have them all twisted and fucked up.
Or I feel like, because sometimes I see the ones where it's like the guy, like it was one where, I was just watching it. The guy was in love with her. But she was not in love with him, so he kidnapped her.
Oh.
And he was, like, trying to give her... I mean, like, come on. You kidnapped
right.
her, motherfucker.
Right.
But he was trying to give her, like, the life that he
like,
wanted
I love
to
you.
Give her.
Yeah. Let me love
and
you.
And I'm like... And she's just, no, fuck you. I'm like, bitch, fall in love. Make him think you fall in love with him.
Yeah.
Let him move you into the main house.
Uh-huh.
Kill his ass and go.
Yeah,
why are you...
Again, that seems easier said than done. But yes, like, that is how I would like to think that I would do it. This, we shouldn't be talking about this stuff.
No,
we're
shouldn't.
Speaking into existence.
I think we're done.
Yeah.
I think we're done.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us for another week. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.